innovative, refreshing, cool, but also shallow, dumb, and an outright travesty. Since its release roughly a week ago, the new logo of Czech tourism has almost become a sort of Czech Marmite, receiving both very positive as well as mocking remarks from critics and the wider public. Tom McEncrow has the story.
The new logo ditches the old picture with a flag and instead uses a simple pun. The name of the Czech Republic, with the last three letters of Republic, being replaced by the phonetically similar English like, underlined in red. The result, Czech Republic, makes use of Facebook's internationally famous button and urges tourists to visit the country, which they will surely like. The CEO of Marvel, the company that designed the logo, Pavel Zelenka, sees it as a simple yet flexible concept that makes use of the current boom in social networking and says the logo's pun is aimed at younger generations.
It's formally very simple and it can be easily used in various applications and it boosts creativity and ideas. The campaign is primarily aimed for naturally curious people up to 45 years. That's also the reason why we employed like concept in it, because there is a Facebook generation.
But isn't this too narrow an audience to focus on? People in their teens and mid-twenties certainly liked it, as I found out when I interviewed some tourists on the ever-busy streets of our capital.
Yes, this one is nice.
And do you get the pun, like the joke? Like
a joke, okay, yes, I get it. Because yeah. It's like and Republic. This is fine.
Well, this is something I would see on Facebook.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a good idea?
It'd make a good t-shirt.
Most tourists from the older generations, however, didn't get it and merely saw a multicoloured text. Last but not least, there is also the question of whether tourists who aren't from an English-speaking country and use Facebook will get the full meaning of the word like. The French version of it, for example, j'aime, sounds very different, and the French do tend to be rather touchy about their language. But Zelenka, as well as Czech Tourism's approval committee, insist their work is done and see the Anglicism as a bridge rather than a barrier.
About 85% of the communication will be in English. That's what we know for sure. And we will have to cope with this, cultural differences. But I'm sure that Facebook helped to make the word like to be sort of Esperanto of our era. So even people who don't speak English, they know what it means.
Pavel Zelenka, as well as his team, are suddenly proud of their work and rebuff critics by stressing that what they were asked to create was not a new national coat of arms or flag, but merely a logo to help give Czech tourism a trendy face.
You should always remember that we did not develop a new state symbol or a new flag. We designed a marketing logo.
So will the new logo help tourism in Czech Republic to flourish? Will the market pun sell? Well, in its short lifespan of only 1 week, it has already received much greater attention than one would normally expect from a logo. It certainly isn't what most people expected. But then, when Skoda came up with an arrow in an Indian headband in 1926, no one expected it to become one of the most admired logos in the world.
So, cool or dumb, write and tell us how you like the new tourist logo. The address is english@radio.cz. We'll be glad to hear from you.